Strange Adventure.
The white man shivered in the night wind as he huddled against the adobe wall of the cantina, for it was cold in this wild and desolate region of Mexico. Steve Engle waited patiently for a certain person to show up, a man he felt sure would help him. He was dozing fitfully when he was tapped lightly upon the shoulder. He looked up into a familiar face.
Pedro Gonzalo. I've been waiting a long time to see you.
See, so my friends at the village told me what is wrong.
Oh, just a streak of bad luck since we worked together at labor to mine. I'm broke, Pedro. Can you lend me enough money to get back to my wife in El Paso?
Money, amigo? I have very little money, not enough for bus fare. But since you are my friend, I will get some for you. Come, it is too cold here to talk.
At Pedro's home, the Mexican told Steve the story of the lost treasure of the Oaxaca match. A Spanish count owned much land and a mine of silver in the Sierra to the north. And Pedro told him,
when my people won their independence, they plundered his ranch. But the count was wise. He took all his treasures and hid them in a cave in the mountains. Come, I will take you there.
Steve and Pedro started for the mountains. That night, they camped in a narrow canyon, and Pedro turned his mule loose, telling Steve that it would go home by itself, and he would lead the rest of the way on foot. The next day, they followed the canyon until they reached a certain spot. Here, Pedro called a halt.
Here, I must blindfold you, my friend. I don't want to tempt you to come back here and take all the wealth for yourself.
Pedro walked behind Steve's mule, driving it along the trail. An hour later, they stopped, and Pedro helped Steve dismount. Taking him by the hand, the Mexican led his blindfolded companion into a small cave. Then he removed the blindfold and lighted a torch of cactus stalk. Steve was almost blinded by the sight of wealth spread out upon the floor of the cave. There was a vast pile of silver bullion, precious stones, and jewelry. Pedro waved his hand toward the treasure.
Say, take what you wish, senor.
Steve filled his pockets with silver and jewelry and started out of the cave.
One moment. I must blindfold you again.
Once more, Pedro placed the handkerchief around Steve's eyes and led him to his mule. As they started on the homeward trail, the American evolved a plan for finding his way back to the treasure cave. Steve Engle began pulling shreds from his saddle blanket and dropping them at intervals as he rode along. Pedro followed along behind, silent as the grim desert itself. On they went across the desert, Pedro trudging tirelessly and Steve half-dozing in his saddle, dropping here and there a tiny crimson shred from the blanket. At last they halted. The Mexican's voice was cold and stern.
Get down. We are near the old ranch house.
Pedro removed the blindfold and stood before the man he had led to the treasure cave, the friend he had trusted. Pedro handed him a wad of red woolen shreds.
Here is your blanket. Have your wife and El Paso weave it back together. You cannot betray me.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Dead Horse Trail, our next tale of Strange Adventure.